So welcome to Rosina Spinois and Karen Hayne from W100 Women Bridging Brussels, who are here to tell the Bulletin about the exhibition Celebrating Leadership of Brussels Women During the COVID Crisis, which is being launched on Friday evening at the Stock Exchange. Thank you for joining us, Rosina and Karen. Can you tell me a little bit about the exhibition that's starting on Friday?
Yes, of course. Thank you for inviting Karen and I, Sarah. We're launching the W100 photography exhibition, which is going to be highlighting 100 women from across Brussels region, diverse women, I have to add, of course, with Brussels being a very diverse city. And we will be highlighting their work and what they've been doing during COVID period. So really women at the forefront of the pandemic, and women at all different, working across different sectors, across different parts of Brussels. And so it's really to highlight women in public space, women at the forefront of the pandemic. And we'll be launching this on Friday the 25th at 6 p.m. And this will be for an hour, and we will have this, have a wonderful moderator who will be, creating the vibe and creating some excitement around the launch. And it's really about the women. So we hope to have as many of the 100 women at the event as possible. And so we're incredibly excited about the event, and of course, and about this vernissage and opening. And Karen, you want to explain a little bit? I think we're having, there's a Polish women's dance that we're going to be having that we will all be joining in on, which is about women against gender violence. Is that right, Karen?
Yes.
So really excited, about that. And then, of course, we plan to gather all the women together and to really celebrate this launch. So that's what will be happening on Friday, Sarah.
And can you tell me a little bit about the exhibition itself? So it's portraits of 100 women. Are there lots of different portraits? What kind of size they are? And how long will the exhibition be on show for?
Sure. If I may, I'll jump in by saying, why Brussels and why women and why we're doing this whole exhibition in the first place, right? So, Brussels is the second most diverse city in the world, by virtue of having more foreign-born people in the city here than native-born people. And we're from all over, more foreign-born, but also from more places in the world. And that diversity is our strength, but it also can divide us as we're working in different languages, coming from different cultures. And so Women 100, Women Building Bridges, is about bringing women together to bridge those gaps and to help strengthen ourselves in solidarity as well as the city's well-being. So this expo, specifically for women and about women, because during the pandemic, during the COVID-19 pandemic, women have been even more than usual severely affected by the various implications of the pandemic. There's been an increase in domestic violence. There's violence. Women are disproportionately affected by violence in public places. Women always, on average, take on more of the unpaid care burden, the unpaid work burden at home for children, for spouses and partners, for parents. So we're already in a context where we're doing more work for less money. We're working in lower paid jobs, on the whole. And during the time of this pandemic, a lot of those factors have become exacerbated because people have been trapped at home. And that has increased the negative impacts on women tremendously. At the same time, despite all this, women have been showing leadership. They've been showing leadership in their private sphere. They've been showing leadership in their communities, in their neighborhoods, and in their professions. And we think it's really important to bring that out to the forefront, because men are everywhere. Men's images are everywhere and shown as leaders. We are providing leadership all the time, and yet rarely are we depicted and shown for the leadership that we provide. So that's what this exhibit is about, is to show how women across the diversity of Brussels, across the communes, across the racial, ethnic, linguistic diversity, city of Brussels, across the different types of professions and jobs and home working, how all of us are contributing to helping the city be a success and providing leadership that is absolutely effective and essential for its success. So that's what the kind of the thinking behind the expo.
Can you give me some examples of the women who will have their portraits on display and some examples of this diversity?
I think there's women from all different sectors of work, from university rectors to women that are at the forefront and working in bakeries, women that are working on the front line. And I think this is really what what we want to highlight, that in fact, it's indeed, as Karen said, it's also a little bit of trying to, you know, bring that diversity of Brussels together and break the silos and show the real kind of diversity of women out there that are working in all different kinds of sectors and jobs. And so there's really this effort that has been consciously made to, in a way, also highlight the unheard voices of women, women that wouldn't generally get the publicity and that wouldn't be... wouldn't have ever considered their portrait being in the centre of Brussels. And I think that's what's so powerful about this. So that's also something we're hoping everyone, when you come and visit on Friday, you will see and you will read all the amazing things that the women have been doing. Yeah. So I think, you know, we definitely want to highlight that come along, have a look and see all the different women. See if you recognise any women that you know.
Yeah, the photos are beautiful. They're joyful. And we have everything from nutritionists of Moroccan origin to global health activists who are trying to improve access to vaccines around the world who are of British origin. We have women who are caretakers who are, you know, native Belgians who work in hospitals. We have women entrepreneurs. The range of portraits, the range of women represented is it's beautiful.
That's so true, Karen, and let's not forget, also we had Karima Menesar run around Brussels region taking 100 portraits of women in 10 days. So it's a also fantastic exhibition showing the skills of Karima, who herself is one of the women featured.
And the two of you were involved in founding the group W100, and that was 2 years ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about why you set it up and what you have been doing in the past 2 years?
Karen, I think you and I can both go on that question, because I think it was it not 3 years ago that we set up W100, and it was in preparation for the event that we held in March 2019, which was within the Bourse, where we again gathered 100 women, again consciously making an effort. At that point, I think there may have been around 10 of us that were in the group, and we each brought 10 women that we knew into our list of women that we were going to be inviting. And we held an amazingly, a really beautiful event within the Stock Exchange, which was very symbolic, actually. Because also this building, I think over 100 years ago, would never have had women in it, being the Brussels Stock Exchange. And then we took over this beautiful space. Karen, you want to say more about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's Women 100 is a volunteer effort, right? So it's women who wanted to first of all, themselves wanted to build bridges with women of different types, women who are unlike them from around Brussels, wanted to better connect themselves with the community here. For example, my work is almost entirely international. So while I am in Brussels, I often feel disconnected from Brussels. So for my part, for example, I joined Women 100 because I wanted to be better enmeshed in this community that is now my home, having been here 21 years. And so different, there are different individual motivations for the women who have in the steering group who have been pulling this group together and pushing this group forward over the past few years. But it all at the whole, at the core of it is our charter, which is agreed and you can find on the website if you like. And it's focused on radical inclusion. It's focused on building bridges across difference. It's focused on, it includes love. Have you heard of an organization charter that includes love? It's quite a beautiful vision that we're working to advance and, as part of our being good citizens in sisterhood in Brussels.
And you also, Karen, no?
I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say we're also a diverse group also within the steering group. I think that's important to mention. So I maybe start that again. So we're a diverse group also, aren't we, Karen? I mean, I think, you know, we have Joanna that's, of course, involved in the European Women's Lobby, yourself, myself also, and then we have Kasia and also Fatima Zabu, who's very active as well, and, of course, from Molenbeek. So we also come from all corners of Brussels ourselves.
And you've also got activities planned for Saturday afternoon as well. Can you tell me about those?
Yes, of course. Saturday afternoon, we have a wonderful feminist architectural guided tour, which, of course, people can register for and, of course, find details on our W100 Facebook event page. And we have we've got a self-defense class or self-defense demonstration with women, and we also have a ballad feminist as well. Karen, you know anything more about any of the other activities? But as far as I'm aware, that's the ones that come to the top of my head.
Yeah, the activities on Saturday start at noon with the ballad feministe de coloniale sur les traces du chocolat belge. And this is a working plan, but it's fairly firm at this point. We'll have Non Peut-être. They're going to have, as I think Rosina mentioned earlier, they're going to have a table making street signs with women's names, because women are also underrepresented in street names. The Brussels Binder may have a table. I don't know if you've heard of the Brussels Binder initiative, which is a collaborative in Brussels that seeks to and make sure that women are represented on speaking panels. They'll have a table to sign up women with their expert speakers database. There will be the Ballade Feministe, which is going to look at the Béguinage and talk about the history of the Béguinage and in Belgium. The self-defense demonstration that Rosina mentioned. Those are the main activities. It starts at noon, 12:30, and ends at 4:30.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to the Bulletin today. So just a quick reminder, the exhibition launches at the Stock Exchange in Brussels on Friday from 6 p.m. and activities from noon on Saturday. And we wish you the best of luck with them. And please keep in touch with the Bulletin and keep us updated.